You are listening to the Veloria.com podcast, where you will hear news and stories about computers, the internet, and the Philippines. Today is Thursday, the 29th of September 2005, and here are the main topics. Court grants Filipino hacker probation after guilty plea. MIT's $100 laptop. And part one of how Rosang Taba won a race.
Keeping up the pace in the office means you have to work fast, stay on the ball, and be on top of everything. But you'll need to recharge. So have your morning break with a cup of Great Taste 3-in-1. Then you can keep on being productive, raising your output, pushing your limits, all thanks to Great Taste 3-in-1. Fast, perfect.
Welcome back to the Veloria.com podcast. Now on to these stories. Court grants Filipino hacker probation after guilty plea. Here's the first Philippine hacking case to have ended in a conviction, with Filipino hacker JJ Maria Hinel pleading guilty on Wednesday to hacking the government portal gov.ph and other government websites. Although Hinel was sentenced to serve 1 to 2 years of imprisonment and pay a fine of 100,000 pesos, he applied for probation. The court granted him this during Wednesday's arraignment, which means Hinel will not go to jail. He is required, however, to report to a probationary officer on a regular basis. The conviction of Hinel is now considered a landmark case as he is the first local hacker to be convicted under Section 33A of the E-Commerce Law or Republic Act 8792, according to DOJ Secretary Raul Gonzalez and Chief State Prosecutor Jovencito Zunio. MIT's $100 laptop. Nicholas Negroponte, the co-founder of the Media Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, revealed details regarding the $100 wind-up powered laptop targeted at children in developing nations. The machines, which will run on a version of the Linux operating system, will be Wi-Fi and cell phone enabled. These will also include 4 USB ports and will be able to share a single internet connection with similar machines. Negroponte said the idea is that governments will pay roughly $100 for the laptops and will distribute them for free to students. How Rosang Taba Won a Race is Dean Francis Alfar's fantasy fiction set in colonial Philippines, where the country is called Hinirang instead of being named after some foreign king. The heroine, Rosang Taba, shows us how she prevails over a physically fit Spanish commander. In the show notes, you'll find links to the complete story of Rosang Taba. In the meantime, here's an audio version of part 1. How Rosang Taba Won a Race. Kung paano nanalo ng karera si Rosang Taba, by Dean Francis Alfar. Down in the busy markets of Binondo is a drinking place, Rosas, where visitors and roughnecks are often found making trouble, noise, or love. In that place, inebriated men circulate a story, repeated with delight, and embroidered with each telling. The katao of Hinirang enjoy telling it most, because it features a stunning victory of one of their own against an Espanolan gentleman. Today, 100 years from its first incarnation, different people continue to assign different meanings to the story. But all hold in common its having essentially occurred, as a subversive comment on the conqueror-conquered status quo, as an anecdote on gender role reversal, as a first shout in the inevitable revolution that would return Hinirang to its own people, as a cautionary tale of arrogance and comeuppance, or as a simple tale of a woman who used her mind to achieve triumph in the face of an impossible foe. What follows is a retelling of this famous tale, rendered from various records, sources and interviews, both anecdotal and established, but replete with the embellishments, speculations of dialogue and motive, and internal sidebars accumulated by its continuous evolution as a narrative. This is a story of Rosang Taba, who gained a certain notoriety among the pale-skinned elite as Rosa Gordura, and among the foreign merchants and traders as Rosa the Fat, and how she won a foot race against Sir Jaime Alonso Tietradro y Villarreal, champion fencer, marksman, runner, swimmer, horseman, and the pride of the Española in Hinirang. A challenge and a wager. It began one afternoon during a special merienda held at the residence of Alejandro Baltran Alessio Duverada y Ramirez, Gobernador General of Hinirang. The occasion being celebrated was the defeat of a small force of insurgent natives north of Ciudad, and the hero of the hour was the young commander of the Española force, Sir Jaime Alonso Pietrado y Villarreal. The two men sipped chocolate from Mexico and discussed things only men of action particularly cared about, and were later joined by the Gobernador General's mistress, Andrea Carmen Jimenez y Rogelio, freshly returned from confession from the Catedral Grandú. They were seated at the spacious courtyard of the Gobernador General's residence, a pleasant arbor of shady trees, flower beds, and smooth stone paths, where the breeze was the most aromatic and the heat less oppressive than elsewhere. Ultimately, I must concede to the fact that the lovely senora has pointed out to me, Ser Pietrado said, looking at Andrea directly in the eye. These katao du hiniran, these indios, are not much of a threat at all. Certainly not for the flower of Hispaniola. They are lazy, boorish, and unorganized. They have no courage, no morals, no civilization. If not for us, they would burn as pagans. Ser Pietrado, you have misunderstood my words. Andrea met his gaze evenly. If the katao were given equal opportunity, then I suspect your words would be emptier than they are now. Any one of them is your equal. I can defeat any one of them in anything, at any time, anywhere, Ser Pietrado boasted. They are like animals. Ser Pietrado, the Gobernador General admonished him. Those are words not in keeping with the character of a gentleman. Before the young man could reply, another voice interrupted their conversation. I could beat you in a race. The three turned to see who had spoken. A very fat serving woman, carrying a tray of cold refreshment for them, was biting her lips in despair. Forgive me, my lords, my lady, she spoke in halting Española. I did not mean to speak my thoughts out loud. No, no, said Andrea, gliding to the woman's side. But did you mean what you said? Opo, senora, the woman replied. I want to show the gentlemen that we are not all stupid, and we are certainly not animals. Ser Pietrado turned to the Gobernador General. Sir, if this is the kind of servant you keep, I... The Gobernador General, impressed by the fact that the woman had courage to speak, silenced him with a gesture. He turned to the servant and asked her, What is your name? I am called Rosang Taba, my lord. Ser Pietrado's aristocratic lips lifted in a sneer. Rosa Gordura, how appropriate. And what do you do for me? The Gobernador General asked her. I am one of the house servants, my lord. I thought my lords and the lady would like some more chocolate, Rosang Taba said, glancing at the cups and saucers on her tray. And do you think you can actually defeat this gentleman, Ser Pietrado, in a... What did you say? In a race, my lord. A race. Opo, sir. And you are certain of this? Opo, sir. Then you shall have your chance. Ser Pietrado raised his eyebrows. Your Excellency, certainly you jest. This obese woman is no match for me in anything, especially in a race. Andrea fixed him with a glance. You can beat her, yes? Of course I can, Ser Pietrado nearly shouted. Andrea simply smiled. Rosang Taba cleared her throat timidly. I just ask two things, my lord. As a noble gentleman has said, I am hardly fit. May I ask him for a head start of 15 paces? Take 50 paces, Ser Pietrado laughed at the absurdity of it all. What is your other request? That I race blindfolded? Hindi po, sir. But that you allow me to choose where we shall race. Then do so. We shall race tomorrow afternoon. Let me know where, Ser Pietrado said. Jandro, Andrea said to the Gobernador General, how about a small wager? Ah, certainly, the Gobernador General smiled at the woman he loved. I cannot possibly fail the senora's expectations, Ser Pietrado told Andrea. Who said I'm wagering on you? After Sir Pietrado left in a huff, the Governador General wagged a finger at Andrea and moved to comfort his favorite commander. And the most beautiful woman in Ciudad, without looking directly at the fat serving woman, whispered words only Rosang Taba could hear. Manalo ka. And that ends the first part of how Rosang Taba won a race by Dean Francis Alfar. Stay tuned next week for the succeeding parts. This is Manuel Villoria. Thanks for listening.